Hey everyone, my name is Adam. Welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Andrew Archer. He's our student ministry director at the Ridge. We hope that this will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Then the two of them walked on together. Genesis 22, verse 8. When my wife Delaney and I were living in Clarksburg, she was involved with a ministry for teen moms. She served as a mentor for them, and we would invite them into the quote-unquote normal ministry we were doing for teens in the area. This provided opportunities for them to have friendships and experiences alongside their peers, in spite of their very different life circumstances. We would recruit adults to babysit while the moms got the opportunity to play wild games or read the Bible, some of them for the very first time. One of my favorite memories from this time in ministry was during one of our Bible studies. We probably had around six or so students on this particular evening, and two of those students were the teen moms that Delaney was closest with. These girls were unfamiliar with the classic Bible stories, which may seem rote to those who grew up in the church. But the story we studied that evening was the same one that Pastor Tim shared with us this past Sunday, that of Abraham and Isaac that we find in Genesis 22. For those of us who know the story well, I think we can miss out on just how shocking it is to see God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son. I know that was the case for me until we went through this passage with those girls. Put yourself in their shoes for a minute. You're 16, maybe 17 years old. In many ways, you're an outcast among your peers. You're looked down on by most adults for the decisions you've made, but at the same time, your child is the most precious thing in your life and you would do anything for them. This is the lens these girls had as they read that God asked Abraham to do the unthinkable, and they couldn't believe it. And because they didn't know the full story, they were on the edge of their seats, both emotionally and physically, as we read each new word. When we finally got to the end of the text and read how God saved Isaac, tears burst forth from relief. What I appreciated most as I reflected on that night was how those girls genuinely wrestled with the text. They experienced the full range of emotions. They were confused, angry, sad, joyful, and more. They asked good and hard questions. They wondered why, and they sought the answers to those questions. So why did God ask Abraham to do the unthinkable? Well, God wanted to test Abraham's faith. But couldn't have he done it in some other way? Yes, he absolutely could have. But God tested Abraham with his son Isaac. And this situation would point to another son who was to be sacrificed by his father a few thousand years into the future. That son would actually be sacrificed, and he, Jesus, would be given up for the sins of the world. My encouragement to you would be to read through some of the most familiar stories in the Bible with fresh eyes, because when we don't genuinely wrestle with God's word, we don't ask hard questions and wonder why, we miss out on the fullness of what God has for us in His Word.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.